And we've just been joined by Steve Kitcher from the Care Learning Centre. Morning, Steve.
How are Morning, you? How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. You look too young to be doing the job that you're doing.
Well, you know, the oil of Ulay is quite good.
He goes to the same fountain of youth as I do.
Bearing in mind, you know, we're roughly the same age.
Yeah, right.
Now, Steve, do you prefer the CLC or the Care Learning Centre?
CLC, we just use CLC now. It's just easier.
How long has it been running?
For about 13 years now. So we've primarily, until sort of 3 or 4 years ago, were just apprenticeships, and mainly in health and social care previously before that. Now it's sort of health and social care, business administration, customer services and hairdressing, but now also the new sort of traineeships that have been going for a couple of years.
So you're out there helping an array of youngsters that really do need the help. And over the, you know, without getting into too much detail, I mean, obviously there's a lot of youngsters out there. Isle of Wight has quite a big unemployment problem, or I thought it did. I don't know whether it does now. How is it out there?
There seems to be a lot less youngsters who are what they class as NEET. So not in education, employment, that sort of thing. There are less of them. However, there are still lots of those that sort of might go to college, then realise college isn't for them. They're not going to sixth form, really don't know what they want to do. So that's why the government brought in the new traineeships to now try and help those youngsters.
Okay, and I think it's fantastic that they have. I mean, when I was a young lad, it was YTS. Youth Training Scheme, £23.
Don't look at me, it would have been the same for me. You just said a minute ago, same sort of age, so can't go there.
So say I did one of them, so.
Yeah. £23.50 it was, and I've got to admit, I know it didn't sound a lot of money at the time, but you learnt an awful lot. You don't realise at the time how much you're actually learning by going into a workplace and people treating you like, well, hopefully like an adult. And I'm guessing nothing's changed. That's the way it is now, isn't it? It's some kind of experience within a workplace.
Yeah, very much so. I think there's probably a little bit more emphasis now on helping those young people because, you know, especially with things like confidence issues, you know, if they may have certain learning barriers, it's about helping them with that. But yeah, it mainly focuses on a work placement to actually gain the skills that young people need to be employed or hopefully employable at the end of that, and help with functional skills as well.
Plus all the life skills as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very much because a lot of people, you know, we were talking about earlier, that they don't maybe have that eye contact, that if you put them in front of an employer, they wouldn't do very well in an interview situation. So it's about helping them understand all of those, and especially the very, very simple fundamental things is they've got to be, if an employer says they need to be there at 9 o'clock, they need to be there at 9 o'clock. And it's just sometimes it takes a little while for them to quite understand that. But, you know, some hit the ground running, others just need a little bit more help.
Do you think that is 9 times out of 10 it's what they've been brought up with? And if you've got parents that have installed that, right, if you've got to be somewhere at 9 o'clock, you make sure that you are there at 9 o'clock. Whereas I'm guessing that some parents are a little bit more lapsedaisical, and so they haven't got that bred into them.
In some cases possibly, but I think what happens is everyone's going, they go to school for sort of the 11 years or whatever they go to school for, and I think everything is there for them. They know what time they've got to be, they do their classrooms, they do this, they do that. Whereas as soon as they finish that, some individuals are then lost because they don't have that structure.
Sure.
So it's then, oh my goodness, what do I do next? They then think, okay, if I'm going into the world of work, they don't quite understand that the structure needs to be the same, if not more rigorous than what it was actually at school. In terms of parenting, yes, it can do, but a lot of it, individuals will quite often know what they should or shouldn't be
sure
doing. But yes, some parents are more pushy in terms than
it's
others.
A sudden shock for them as well, isn't it? They suddenly don't have those holidays, those extra times, you know, the half term, the 6 odd weeks in the summer.
Yeah, I think also it's the simple things that they, you know, that they can't just disappear from a workplace and go outside for a cigarette or just go outside and, you know, sit out and have a bit of fresh air. Mm-hmm. It's the understanding that there's a lot more to it that they can't go because of maybe a fire drill or whatever. So it's the understanding of what is required in terms of an employment rather than anything that they've been in before.
How difficult is it now? Because I know you're only young, but how difficult is it now where we've got, you know, people have other issues, autism and things like that? I mean, how much more difficult is it now than it was 20 years ago, when probably it wasn't picked up on as much? I mean, I'm guessing you guys are a breath of fresh air, because you can sort of, you're like the middleman, if you like. You can analyse this, and when you go to a prospective employer, you can sort of say, hey, look, this is Joe, and Joe's a really good bloke, but the, you know, there are one or two things that you have to be aware of. I mean, I would imagine is that a better thing, or would you rather go back to 20 years ago when we didn't have that?
No, I certainly think it's better now, because it's everything's picked up, so you can actually put things in place for that individual to help them. Whereas 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been seen. So now, what we do is we have a chat with the individual wherever they've sort of come from. It might be sort of a youth offending team, might be children in care, might be somebody who is a self-referral who's finished school, not really sure what they want to do. So it's having a very, very good in-depth chat with them, gaining all that information, and then being able to speak to an employer specifically about that individual, and then sort of setting up something for them so that we all know what is needed throughout that process of that 3 or 6 months, depending on.
I found it a bit more difficult in a way to because I had I had learning difficulties. Turned out I'm dyslexic, so that was a bit of a milestone for me.
It's a shame. It's a shame the Care Learning Centre wasn't around.
Well, yes,
time, yeah, 15 yeah. years ago when you left school.
I did have my mother, who was she was a manageress of a employment agency. So she gave me the tip that I've always used: is when you go for an interview, always look them in the eye.
Yeah.
And that just helped immensely.
I think one of the main things, and it's a good point, you know, it is about eye contact. It is about, you know, first impressions are massive when it comes to interviews. But one of the main things I always say to young people is, if you are going to an interview, look on their website. Do as much, initial information you can find out, because an employer will always ask, what do you know about us?
Yeah, exactly.
And if you've taken 2, 3, 5, 10 minutes, you know, just looking on that website, it makes a big difference to that employer.
I mean, that's always been advice, but it's so much easier now because of that. I mean, back in our day, when there wasn't internet,
you got to find out.
Even though that there is, obviously, it's there, you know, touch of a button now, there are so many people that still do not do it. Mm. Even though it's literally Google it, get the information, you know, but so many people still don't do it. They go into, you know, an interview, or they go in to meet the employer, and the employer says, you know, tell us a bit about what we do, and they go, yes, not really sure.
First thing we do is, when people come through the door, we ask them what they know about us on the 4 P's, and that's the first lesson that they get. And the other one is Facebook as well. Be very careful what you put on Facebook, because people do look on there and think, right, okay, am I going to employ this person if they're going to be doing this sort of thing on Facebook? Let me ask you probably the most important question for you, because you obviously help youngsters. And there probably are numerous businesses out there that don't really realise what the opportunities are for them, that they could actually, if they picked up the phone and spoke to you guys, they could actually take on an apprenticeship and do their way, you know, by the way, they're helping the situation, they're helping the people of the Isle of Wight. So we didn't know anything about apprenticeships, and then we asked the question, and we thought, oh, wow. And there must be so many other businesses out there as well that could help, and that, you know, help themselves as well. So how do they get in touch?
Yeah, very simply, they can obviously email us, they can ring the office, they can obviously, I can then, if they want, I can pop out and see them directly in the workplace, you know, if because quite often one-to-one, face-to-face, you can actually give the information, you know, answer the questions, and we can explain to them about taking on an apprentice, we can talk to them about, you know, a traineeship, because the two are very, 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 very different. An apprenticeship is something where they actually employ that member of staff, they have them as, you know, contract of employment, and they pay them an apprenticeship wage. A traineeship is very different. It is a work sort of experience placement, so to speak. They don't have to pay them a wage, because it is classed as full-time education, but it's about that company, helping that young person within a 3 or 6 month period become employable, and hopefully they take them on then as an apprentice or a full-time employee.
And it's not just, you know, so people out there can get their heads around it, it's not just big companies. You know, there's lots and lots and lots of small companies on the Isle of Wight, and they would be able to do this. They would be able to help, wouldn't they?
Very much so. I mean, we have, you know, companies who are just a one-man band, one-woman sort of type company, who just need an extra pair of hands, to sort of the company that has maybe 4 or 5 employees, to the big companies. You know, it is available to every single sort of employer out there.
Yeah, including Vectors Radio.
So obviously, I mean, you sorted out our apprenticeship with Brandon. Brandon's been here for almost a year, and you're now helping us take that forward.
Yes.
And thank you for that. And you know, I don't suppose you get thanked enough for all the work that you do within the community, because it is, when you think of it, it's a really, really important job. It's an important role that you have, because they're our future. So you're kind of helping the future. How many youngsters have you got in your books at the moment?
In terms of apprentices... I mean, crikey, that's probably in total, because there's about taking on a young apprentice, and then you can also do sort of get apprenticeship funding for staff that are already employed that just want to learn that qualification. So there's two different things there, but in total between the two, probably 800-900 sort of people that are actually doing that.
On the island?
No, it's across the sort of island and the south of England,
right.
Because that's sort of where we are.
Right.
In terms of the island, I don't know the exact sort of numbers there, but in terms of traineeships, about sort of 40 to 45 trainees that are currently,
that's,
you know.
Wonderful. I mean, also, if there's businesses out there who think, as you said, from small ones to who be able to give an apprenticeship, they could contact you.
Absolutely, yeah. They just need to contact the CLC. You know, they can see that on the internet, or they can ring 533-993, and then they can just ask for me. I'm Steve Kitcher, and then I can give them the information they need, or I can actually go out and see them, you know, at their convenience, really.
So many things I want to ask you, Steve, but we're kind of running out of time. But so we come back again.
Absolutely, yeah, no problem at all, yeah.
I mean, just one question that I just got to ask before you go. I mean, obviously, here we are, we're in April, and there will be a period of time when people are doing their exams, and then they'll probably leave school, and there'll be hundreds of people on the Isle of Wight, hundreds of youngsters that will leave school. Some of them are going to university and some of them aren't. Have you got do you think, right, okay, at some point we are going to get busy around about sort of I don't know, May, June, July time? And I know that, you know, us as parents, and we think, okay, kids are going to have their summer holidays, or they're going to do this, do that, but it's slightly different for you, because all of a sudden you've got this, I would call, a massive intake of youngsters on your books.
You do, but actually it's already happening now. We've already got parents that are contacting us and saying, we've got our child that's leaving school, you know, they're going to be doing their exams, we're not sure what they want to do, we've heard about the traineeship, can we come in and have a chat? They've come in and had a chat. We've got all the information. We're actually already speaking to employees for those young people to set something up, so actually when they finish school, if they then want to still carry on doing that traineeship or the apprenticeship, we can actually then sort of put that in place. So really it's anywhen from now until they sort of finish school, that parents are going to start sort of contacting us.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming in, and
thank you very much.
Long may it continue. Hopefully we'll see you very soon.